This is a WAMC Sports Update. I'm Patrick Garrett. Former NFL player Joe McKnight has been shot to death following an argument at an intersection with another motorist outside New Orleans. Jefferson Parish Sheriff Newell Normand says it happened about 2:43 p.m. Thursday in Tarrytown, a suburb of New Orleans. Normand says 28-year-old McKnight was standing outside his car when he was shot by 54-year-old Ronald Gasser. Normand says Gasser stayed at the scene and relinquished his weapon to responding officers. He says Gasser is in custody and is being questioned. On Thursday night football, Dallas extended its winning streak to 11 games after last night's win over Minnesota, 17-15. On Sunday, Los Angeles is in New England to face the Patriots at 1 p.m. Then at 4:05, Buffalo sees Oakland, followed by the Giants in Pittsburgh at 4:25, and the Jets taking on Indianapolis in the Meadowlands at 8:30. Rob Gronkowski's season is likely over. The team said in a statement last night the New England Patriots tight end was scheduled to have surgery today for a herniated disc in his lower back. The team says it doesn't expect Gronkowski to be able to return this season, but will await the results of the surgery before making a final determination. Meanwhile, Chicago Bears quarterback Jay Cutler will have season-ending surgery on his right shoulder. In the NBA, Milwaukee beat Brooklyn 111-93. In the NHL, Boston beat Carolina in a shootout 2-1. Buffalo won against the Rangers 4-3. The Islanders blanked Washington 3-0. And Chicago edged New Jersey 4-3. In top 25 college basketball, number 20 South Carolina beat Vermont 68-50. In women's college basketball, number 2 UConn rounded 15th-ranked DePaul 91-46 last night for its 81st straight victory. Tiger Woods ruined an otherwise impressive return to golf yesterday with two double bogeys over the final three holes for a 1-over-73 at the Hero World Challenge. It's his first competitive golf event in 15 months after back surgery. For more sports scores and stories, visit WAMC.org.